Hello again. It's me, the former child star, I guess you could say. You know, I still think back on those days of me rushing home from school straight into the computer room. That hard iron chair with a thin white cushion that Mum had left in its protective plastic covering. The impatience as I waited for the dial-up to connect so I could log straight into the chat room. My age was in my username and I made it very clear to everyone that I was a young girl. You'd be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't, at how many dirty old pervs would ask to go into a private chat within seconds of learning that I was an 11-year-old girl. I barely bothered sifting through them. It was often a first-come, first-served kind of thing. I was horny. I'd been playing with myself and trying to stimulate myself since I was about 7. And this newfound thrill often hit the spot better than anything that I had tried yet. So there I am, 11-year-old girl, in front of her clunky computer and basic webcam, waiting for this guy to ask to see me. So many of them ask this, under the pretense that so many guys pretend to be girls, and if you can't prove you're a girl, then you must be a guy. That's my favourite part. I warn this guy that I'm not pretty like the other girls, and I'm kind of chubby. He doesn't care, he says. He just wants to know who he's talking to. I turn on the webcam and I see his eyes change. Like something animal just woke up in him. He tells me how pretty I am. That the boys of my age must be very silly little boys for not seeing it. How special I am. He keeps giving me compliments and making me blush. He says that I'm so cute. I'm having a bad effect on him. I giggle. I know exactly what he's telling me. It's not my first time. But I like to draw it out. Have him think that I'm innocent. He asks if I want to see. I nod enthusiastically, chewing on my lip. He lowers his webcam to his lap, and he rubs a hard bulge in his pants. Do you see, little girl, what you do to me? That must mean you are very pretty. All these compliments are definitely giving me more confidence. I ask if he wants to see more, and I hear him moan under his breath. This must be going better than he could have ever dreamed. Yes, pretty girl, you can show me anything you want. I stand from my chair and make sure that I'm far enough away that he can see me as I lower my blue checkered school dress and lift up my blouse, exposing my budding pink nipples to him. God, you're perfect, he tells me. Lower it some more. I want to take my time to show off some more for him, maybe even do a sexy dance, but I've heard that tone before. He's been overtaken by his need for my little child body now, and there's no control. He needs all of it. I step out of my dress and loop my fingers through my plain sky blue panties before turning back to the camera and bending over to pull them down to my ankles, giving him a perfect view of my chubby ass cheeks. I hear his fly and turn back around to see him pulling his big hard thingy out and start stroking it nice and slow. I blush and smile at him, shuffling awkwardly, naked in front of the camera. My 11-year-old body on show just for him. Oh God, baby girl, he moans. That body, your chubby little tits, all of you, it's just so perfect. His breathing is heavier and his stroking is faster. I give him no warning and I yank the webcam down to below my belly button to my soft, bald, puffy pussy lips. This moan is far more audible, grunt almost. That's it, baby girl, he tells me. Play with that little pussy for me. I put the webcam on the chair and shuffle myself to the very back, spreading my legs and placing one foot on the computer table and one on the drawer handle. With both my hands free, I slowly spread my puffy lips and expose my tight little hole and clit to him. I dip a finger into the entry of my conny hole, which is already soaked, and I spread the juices up towards the clit, which is begging for attention. He tells me to circle it gently, teaching me the best ways to tease and play with myself as we both get closer and closer to climax. I grab a pen from the desk and slowly slide it into my 11-year-old Cunny. "Fuck your Cunny, princess," he says, stroking harder and faster as I match his rhythm, the camera showing my tight hole gripping onto the pen. He lets out a loud moan and he comes, some of it hitting the webcam, which makes me moan and also come. Flushed and embarrassed, I turn off the webcam. He asks if I want to keep talking. I tell him yes, I'd like that. We talk for a while in the chat. He gives me more compliments. He says if we live nearer to each other, he'd love to treat me. A special girl like me deserves to be treated so good. I say yes. No one lives in my small town. "Oh," he says, "I don't live in your town, but I'm only about 20 minutes away. How about I come stay in a hotel and take you out? We can tell people I'm your uncle so they don't ask questions." We organise the trip for the following weekend and I'm so, so excited. I want to tell everyone I know that I have a date, but he said that people would be asking too many questions. It would be best if we kept it a secret, so I don't tell anyone. And when I see his beaming face at the end of the road after school on Friday, I practically run up to him. I've told my friends I'm staying with my uncle, and my parents think I'm staying with my best friend. He scoops me up and gives me the tightest hug. He tells me it's so good to see me for real, and that I'm even cuter than on the camera. He sets me down and takes my hand. He takes me shopping to pick out a pretty new dress. I feel like the most special girl in the world. This guy, this mature guy who could have anyone he wants me. I'm determined to make him feel as good as he makes me feel. To reward him, I guess, for the attention, for wanting more than just our webcam sessions. He texts me goodnight every evening and checks in while I'm at school. I feel so special. I'd do anything for him. Plus, I enjoy knowing the effect I have on him too. I've done some research. I looked online to see good ways to tease guys. It's usually aimed at teens, but I wonder if it would work on him too. We go to McDonald's. While we eat, I sit next to him. I put my hand under the table and I rub his crotch. He almost chokes on his burger. And he asks me in a very low voice how I learned to do that. I giggle and finish my nuggets. Something is fluttering in my stomach, and I want nothing more than to be at the hotel with him. I think he can sense my jitters, putting them down to nerves, because he keeps asking if I'm okay. I can't seem to tell him that all I want is to see his bulge and to stroke it for him. So I just nod and blush. He tells me I can leave if I want. He will put me on a bus. He doesn't want me to do anything I don't want to do. I almost shout, "No!" But I don't want him to feel like I don't want him. So I just whisper that I'm tired. And he clears the table and walks me to the hotel. It's not a fancy one, but I've never been in a hotel without my parents before. So it feels very grown up. And I straighten my back a bit and try to act like an important businesswoman. We take the lift up to the third floor, him with his rucksack and me with my shopping bag and school bag. I grab his hand. I'm getting nervous now. The thought of how dangerous this is barely crosses my mind. I'm more concerned with disappointing him and not living up to his expectations after he's gone to all this effort. We step into the room and he goes to take a shower, leaving me to get changed into my new dress. It's midway to my thighs and black with a cute bow on the chest. It's a little tight, so it cuts into my almost developing cleavage. Makes me think I look very grown up. I drag my fingers through my cropped blonde hair and wish I had some lipstick to make myself look really special. Before I know it, he comes out in just a towel around his waist. It's the first time I've seen his body, really. and it's all covered in fine black hairs, like his chest, his arms, and down the centre of his tummy. I know he has hair down there, but I didn't expect so much everywhere else. I can't stop staring, and he's doing the same, taking me in my dress. He sits on the bed and beckons me over to sit on his lap. He whispers in my ear more compliments, how hard I make his cock. I decide to try another thing I learned online, and I wriggle about a bit in his lap, feeling for his bulge underneath me, and using my hips to rub my little cunny over it, just the towel between us. He chuckles, and he calls me a tease. He asks if I would like to film myself. We say I forgot my camera. It doesn't matter, he says. He has one. He sets up a very fancy-looking camera and a fold-up light, which is so strong that I see flashing lights every time I blink after I look at it. He tells me to do a little dance, to show myself off for him, and to tell the camera my name and age. I see his eyes do that animal thing again as I tell him that I'm 11. And then I surprise him again. I want you to touch me. I want you to touch my little 11-year-old underage body. It occurs to me that I only know his username, but that thought is quickly forgotten as he approaches me and throws me on the bed. I love feeling like I'm light as a feather, and he throws me around like I'm a little doll. He shifts his body to the side of mine and props me up so the camera can see me clearly. I blush as he tucks my hair behind my ear, breathing softly onto my neck. Where shall I touch you, princess? Everywhere, I breathe. He undoes the bow on my dress, letting it fall to my waist. He brushes my hardening nipples, pinching and twisting. It hurts. He tells me the pain feels good. I don't question it. He's right. My underage pussy definitely got wet. I smile at the camera as he lowers his head and gently bites and sucks my titties. I let out an involuntary moan. More, I beg. It feels like there's a fire burning in my tummy. I don't know what I need, but I'm sure he can help. Please. I moan again as one of his hands slides under the skirt of my dress. He stands and drags me down to the foot of the bed, my legs overhanging, repositions the camera so it points between my thighs, and pulls my dress off. Such a little slut. Did you forget your panties? He questions, his voice thick with the same kind of need I have. I giggle, and he flicks my nipple in response. I writhe under his touch, and he gently spreads my legs, showing off my pussy just like I had done for him. His touch feels so much better than mine, his fingers strong and yet soft. I yelp as he plunges one completely into me, and it comes out soaked. He holds it up to my face, and I don't know why. I sucked his finger clean. I hear him moan, telling me how hard it is to resist me when I act like such a slut. I pout. I don't know much about sex, but I thought being a slut was bad. Oh no. Men like me love little sluts just like you, he smiles, and pushes his finger back into me, wriggling it around until I'm hot and flushed and breathless and oh, so close. Oh. I moan and he wriggles relentlessly until I come for real on his finger. This time he sucks his own finger clean and asks if I'm ready, dropping his towel. I can see his adult cock properly for the first time. My mouth drops open. It looks so much bigger in real life, and I have no idea how it's gonna fit inside me. His finger felt like a squeeze. I nod shyly and he asks if everything is okay. I admit, I'm nervous. And he says it's normal, but we don't have to do anything. No, it's not that, I reply. But, what if I'm not any good? What if you hate it? He laughs out loud. You're in a hotel room with a pedo and your only concern is whether you're going to disappoint me. I shrug. That's just not possible, baby girl. Look at how good you've made me feel already. He wraps my hand around his hard cock and he strokes with me until I get the rhythm. Besides, I know it's your first time. I don't expect you to be good. I just want you to feel good. I keep stroking as I relax into it. I even pluck up the courage to lower my mouth to the tip and lick a little bit. Oh, fuck, he moans, gently pushing on the back of my head. I accept the encouragement and suck his cock just like I sucked on his finger. He helps me move my head up and down and tells me what a good girl I am and how good I am at sucking cock for an 11-year-old. I've almost completely forgotten the cameras. Suddenly he stops me and says that if I keep going, he will come in my child mouth and he doesn't want that. He wants the first time he comes to be in my little girl pussy. But that's going to hurt, isn't it? A little, maybe. But it will be a good pain, like before, he tells me, twisting my nipple again. If you want, he says. You can go on top. That way you can control how far I go into you. I nod and he lays himself down, tells me to kneel over him, one knee on either side. He holds his cock and lines it up with my tight little hole. I feel it push between my puffy lips. It slides up and down my lips easily, and I wriggle a little, teasing him again. He tells me to lower my front down, and my little torso takes up barely half of his own. I lower my hips down and feel his tip push right up against my hole. I remember how Mum takes off my plasters, one move and quickly, so that way the pain is in one go rather than drawn out, so I decide to do the same. I thrust myself down and yelp. He covers my mouth to stop me screaming too loud. And I sit completely still, his throbbing cock completely enveloped by my 11-year-old cunny. I take a few deep breaths and ask him when it will start to feel good. He tells me he needs to move for it to feel good, and I nod as he starts to thrust it in and out of me. He plays with my hair, my tits, and my neck. And he's right. I do start to feel good. I join him and bounce on his cock, moaning again as I feel my wetness leak out of me. He thrusts deep and hard a few times as he grunts and moans and tells me how good my underage pussy feels. And then I feel something warm fill me up. He stays inside me as he tells me to rub my clitty till I come again. I feel myself get even tighter around him as I come on his cock, and his moan sounds almost like he's in pain. He lifts me carefully off of him and grabs the camera, spreading my lips and zooming into my stretched little hole. I can feel it dripping, and I giggle. We spent the whole evening making special films for his friends, and I got filled with so much of his cum that it kept dripping out of me the whole way home. He even sent me a copy of our first time together. Can't wait to see him again. He said I'm such a good little slut that he might even let me meet his friends.